Mr. Secretary, tell me how the Department, the Rural Development Area, is working with the ethanol industry to make this a more viable and available fuel around the country.
Certainly. USDA Rural Development is a essentially works in several areas. One of them is entrepreneurial and business development. And we're involved in implementing a number of programs that are passed by Congress, as well as financing a number of entrepreneurial startups. These programs are focused around value-added products from agriculture production, new or renewable energy and energy efficiency strategies. And then we have this very substantial loan guarantee program to facilitate the financing. Essentially what we do is provide, if you may, some startup capital on the grant side of our programs, which are largely pretty small, along with some bridge financing as these new technologies, whether it's production of ethanol, biodiesel, solar, or some mix of these, and we kind of bridge them. When they become sustainable, when they become economically viable, we find the private sector is very eager to get involved, and then it's our responsibility to back out and let the private sector work. And we think we do that fairly effectively. We're working very closely with EPA and with Department of Energy as well. And I think in the long run, we're going to put together a pretty good package of development, both from a research point of view and a development from a commercialization point of view, to get these industries up to the point where they really are fully sustainable.
So if we get a budget passed, ultimately, what is your hope that we would be able to attain in terms of funding for those programs?
Well, clearly in the Advanced Energy Initiative that the President's laid out, we're looking at $149 or $150 million alone for cellulosic research through the Department of Energy. We're also looking at probably sustaining $50 to $60 million of a variety of research in the cellulosic and ethanol research area through USDA. And on top of that, we'll probably have something in the neighborhood of $1 billion to $1.5 billion, depending on how the budget evolves, for loan and loan guarantee programs to facilitate the commercialization of everything from ethanol, biodiesel, wind, and so on. So we think we'll have some pretty strong programs.
What do you want the consuming public to know about ethanol in particular?
I think most important the thing they should know is that ethanol as a fuel is a proven technology. There's nothing unproven about it, whether you're burning an E10 mixture, as many of them are today, or go up to an E85 mixture. What we are focusing on now is working with the auto industry and the suppliers to make sure that we have more E85 infrastructure available. There are a number of credits in the variety of programs that we're passing to give tax credits for stations to build the infrastructure to supply this. There's some in the Energy Policy Act that was passed in 2005. There's credits for hybrid vehicles. We're collectively doing a number of things to facilitate the build-out of the infrastructure and encourage people to use these new technologies in the way they buy cars. But the underlying theme in all of this relative to ethanol and E85 is that this fuel is a terrific fuel. There's nothing wrong with it. We can increase its scope. We fully intend to see that happen. We expect that in not too distant future, we can be providing 30% of our fuel needs from ethanol of one form or another.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you.